This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Ethics and the tension between federal and state control.
The legislative reach of the federal government is determined by the Constitution's Commerce Clause. The federal government may enact only laws affecting interstate commerce.
As citizens, sometimes we want local control over an issue, and other times we seek the support of the federal government. The Commerce Clause has been used to nullify some bad local laws, like those that permitted racial discrimination in motels and restaurants. But the Commerce Clause also permitted the federal government to nullify state laws promoting recycling, laws protecting workers and the environment, as well as state laws relating to the medical use of marijuana. The question is, who gets to decide when the federal government should intervene or when decisions should be left up to the states?
So sometimes federal courts have interpreted the Commerce Clause conservatively in order to limit federal authority. Other times, though, federal courts have interpreted the Commerce Clause broadly in order to remove authority from the states and place it in the federal government.
Yet somehow states hold on. Nevada has legalized prostitution and gambling, for example. 12 states have medical marijuana laws despite the federal judgment. And some states are legalizing gay marriage.
Ethically speaking, we are capable of acting ethically only to the extent that we have the authority to make decisions for ourselves. This presumes we are able to implement those choices. This battle over governmental authority has ethical implications.
Should there be differentiation among the states? How so? For what kind of laws? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
The show is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.